Mac Robinson, running the show today, and Meredith's taking your phone calls, 216-474-0092. I got a little escapade from yesterday after we hear from Lewis and Shaker. We were talking about the new kickoffs in the NFL. We saw it last night. Lewis, what'd you think?
I like it, but it's not so much about power. It's about speed, deception, peripheral vision, and reaction time. I mean, if this guy can set up his blocks, you go towards one hole, and if and another hole, you get everybody migrate to that one hole, then another hole is going to open up. If you can see it from your periphery and you react to it, one cut, you're gone. If you break that initial line, you're gone. You're going to see a lot of kickoff returns. I like it. I love it.
Lewis, would you like to see a guy like Noah Lyles have a shot at being a kick returner?
Sure. Why not?
Yeah, I mean, the guy runs a 9.81, man. I mean.
Well, there are a lot of fast guys.
No, this is the fastest. He's the fastest, Jeff. He is the fastest.
Oh, that would be perfect for him because he zipped towards that hole. Everybody's going to be, like, afraid, and they're going to migrate towards that hole. One cut, he's gone.
The Browns need to sign him as soon as the Olympics.
I know he's that bad.
Yeah.
Get on that, Paul D. Podesta. Lewis, thank you very much. Not a bad thought.
Oh, bring him in. I'm ready. I'll tell you what, I'd probably take almost anybody who's even qualified for the finals in the Olympics.
Well, now, see, there you go. It doesn't have to be Noah Lyles. It could be somebody who's really fast.
Oh, no. If you've seen Jeff, just do me a favor. I've never asked you to do this in 13 years. I want you to check this guy out this weekend.
Have. Okay. I've watched him.
Okay.
Yeah, I watch him in the Olympic trials.
Oh.
And other things. He can flat out move. And he's fun.
He's flamboyant.
He gets. I mean, he's into it. Like, he screams when he gets introduced and stuff.
Yeah, he's...
You know, he's like football player.
Yes.
Rather than track guy.
Yes. Yeah. I might be the only person in the world talking about this right now.
The minivan needed an oil change yesterday. Okay. And it's got a lot of miles, so it's had a lot of oil changes over the years. And I bought, apparently, I don't know, 15 to 20 years ago.
How many miles on it?
394,000.
Okay, I just want to make sure.
So it's got a lot of miles. And, you know, I drive it because I get to work and I have kids who go to college. And so, hey, it still runs, so I'm driving it until it drops. So I bought an oil change card many years ago. And then I forgot I had it.
Would you like this story to define you, by the way?
No.
Okay.
No. I bought this oil change card from the dealer.
Okay.
And it was 10 oil changes for $170. Okay, that's a deal. That's $17 an oil change, right?
We don't do math on the show, Jeff. Just remind
me. So that's, you know, by today's standards, that's dirt cheap. But I forgot I had this card. And I used it four or five times and put it back in the glove box.
When did you buy this card?
In the owner's manual. It's a 2003.
So the car is a 2003. Yeah. When do you think you bought this oil package?
2005. So and I forgot I had it for like a decade.
Oh, okay.
And then I happened to be looking in the owner's manual and I found this card and I thought, well, I'll be. So I went back in and every time I would go in, you know, they would laugh at me because I had this ancient card that didn't exist anymore. So I made an appointment and I went in and took the thing in.
Right.
And, you know, you got to show him if you have a card beforehand. So the guys in the service department are laughing about it.
Right.
Look what he has, blah, 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 blah.
Okay.
It's funny.
Does it say that on the card?
On the card?
It says, please present before oil
yes.
change. Okay.
Yeah. All right. So I did. And so I get the oil changed and, you know, the car's a mess. It's 20 years old and it's been driven like crazy, right?
Right.
So, and the guys are great guys in the service department. Love the sales staff. These are really nice folks. And
do they have a tetanus shot before they work on the car?
The guy came out and he said, took me over to the cashier booth, and he said, you know, hey, and I presented the card, and he goes, yeah, you got to punch that twice now.
Wait, what?
And
did
I
say that on the card?
I had four remaining still.
Okay.
And it said, you got to punch that twice. And I said, I'm sorry? You got to punch it twice. I said, well, why? I got one oil change. And he said, well, you know, oil costs have gone up.
Yeah, that's not your fault.
My thought exactly.
No, wait a second. Now, I got to ask you, is there an expiration date? Is there anything that says...
There's nothing. It says...
Dependent on the cost of oil.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Wow.
So, and then the guy from service walked away, and I'm there with the cashier right? The nice lady who's taking care of that. Mm-hmm. And she said, that's only the second one of those I've ever seen. I said, yeah, but punching it twice, that's not. And she said, well, the last time, the only other time I ever saw one, they made me punch it three times.
Mm.
So
what?
She said, well, let me call. And I.
Let me double check. There's no expiration date on this thing, right?
No.
Okay.
And so she called somebody, and the person she talked to said, yeah, you got to punch it three times.
What?
And she said, yeah, she said three times. I said, well, that, and she goes, I'm going to do it twice because otherwise that would leave you with one. I said, that's not right. And so she called somebody from service in, the guy, I guess, who was running service.
Right.
And she said, you know, hey, he thinks that you should punch it once and blah, blah, blah. And I'm just kind of like putting my hands in the air like, hey, you know. Because, and they'd used the card in like last year or so and only punched it once.
Yeah, because it's good for one oil change.
The guy said, yeah, well, you know, with oil prices and all, we got to punch it.
But with the oil prices aren't your fault.
I said, wait a minute. I said, it says here on the card that I bought 10 oil changes for $170.
Yes.
It doesn't say I bought 8.
You go, Ralph Nader. You tell him.
Well, that made him pause, and he went, I'll be right back.
Oh,
and he walked
now
out.
We're getting somewhere.
He walked out into the showroom. I don't know who he talked to there.
Did you didn't drop it? Do you know who I am?
Oh heaven! Why no? Why would you do that?
I'm just. Making
I mean,
sure.
I was hoping to win my argument, not lose it.
Okay, all right.
Although you know, I've spent 13 years arguing with you. You
that's
know, so
true.
I mean, but
and you're still winless. That's great.
I had just spent the last 15, 20 minutes sitting with couple of the sales guys who I do know, and you know, one of them's a buddy of mine, the other one I met yesterday, and we were talking sports and everything else, and he walked back out there, so I don't know who he talked to. And the guy came back and he said to the lady, punch it once.
Ah, you won.
Well, the card says
otherwise you'd have to go back and charge those guys for talking sports with you because that's your business. And you could have gone back and said, I'm going to charge you, I don't know, let me find out, let me call back to the station, find out what a spot is. Let me find out, and now you're going to pay me for that.
You know, I mean, if I,
guys ain't
I didn't want to, and I like these guys. They're nice people. They've always helped me out. They're very nice. But I think the point was, the card said 10 oil changes for $170. It didn't say.
No expiration date.
It didn't say, depending on the cost of oil, there's no expiration date. And so it worked, and I got the oil change just as I bought the card for 10 oil changes. I have 3 left. I'm sure they can't wait to see me come back.
Because when you come back.
My kid bought a car there like 2 years ago.
Okay.
You know, so it's not like they haven't seen me in 20 years.
Okay, so outing the place. I
no,
just want to make
heavens
sure
no,
knows
I
that.
Love
okay.
these guys.
Yeah, okay.
And I went out, and they did the right thing. And my wife and I test drove some things a couple of months ago, you know, looking ahead to when we replace the piece of you-know-what van.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy also said, the first guy who helped me said, yeah, our technician, they wanted to put it up on the rack. But when they put it up on the rack and it started, there were some issues with the car. You know, so there's the undercarriage. There's a lot of rust. I said, yeah, I know. There's a lot of rust. He said, be careful when you drive it. I said,
did you
yeah.
tell him? Did you
I
have
said,
you had
yeah,
a tetanus
I'm,
shot?
I'm well aware.
Did you ask him if he had a tetanus shot? I'm
and then
curious.
He said this one. He said, our technician said, with 394,000 miles on the car, it's pretty much near the end of its life. And I said, yeah, you think?
I don't
But then
understand.
When I got in the car to leave, the guy that said, punch it once, said, put another 100,000 on it. Let's go.
Jeff, I don't understand people's infatuation with your van that's almost at 400,000 because I'm telling you that when I go out and like my wife and I were at dinner with my brother-in-law and my sister last week, okay?
Mm.
And there was this, I'll out them because they were a great group. It was the Aurora Alumni Association. We were at this Mexican place out in Aurora, okay?
Yeah.
And, you know, so we love going there. We think the food's great, blah, blah, blah. So anyway, there was a swarm of them because they were doing like this kind of a restaurant hop thing.
Yeah.
And you had to get. So there were a number of great people that I met that night. And Jeff, if I met 10 people, okay, that night that all said, hey, I listen to the show. Thanks. It's always great to. At least 5 of them, and I'm not kidding, brought up your van.
That's funny.
And they'll say, how's Jeff's van? Or, I can't believe Phelps has that van. It is mind-blowing to me the connection people have with your van.
You've seen it. It looks like crap.
Oh.
But it runs well.
Yeah.
And, you know, I get the oil changed regularly. That's the thing you're supposed to do.
Jeff, think about what you would be driving if you chose not to have children. I think about that
Andy.
Often.
Andy, you and I wouldn't be sitting here right now.
We'd probably be retired by now.
I was lucky enough to finally meet someone that I wanted to marry.
But I would rather work.
I didn't have kids until I was a month before 40. But so that, you know, that kind of changed things a little bit. But the old van's running along. So
What is the infatuation with the van?
Because
people can relate?
Sometimes. I don't know if I'm going to get to 400,000.
What? No.
I'm at 394.
Come on.
Even my 89-year-old mother said, you got to go for it. But
you got to go for 400,000 on this thing.
It's got some rust. The undercarriage has some rust.
The rust isn't going to stop you from driving.
But it drives great.
So why would you turn away from it? Jeff,
you want it to be safe, it seems to be going fine.
I'm sure that there was someone that would, you know, I'm always talking about statues. Someone should take your van once you hit 4,000 miles.
We should throw it into Lake Erie.
No!
We can add it to the bricks of the old stadium.
No, put it on a pedestal and put it right out there in front of their showroom, like they do all the great cars that you're always driving.
Wow.
It's like that's that silly eye candy that car dealers do, right? And you drive by, like, I can't tell you how many times I've driven by Valley, and I'm like, that's
well,
an EV
I thank
truck.
My guys because they did the right thing. You know, they were just doing their job. Mm-hmm. Okay, they were just doing what they were told, but they did the right thing. And I got an oil change basically for $17.
Yeah, I mean the card says no expiration.
Right.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So they did the right thing.
Jeff, I mean, they had to do the right thing there, right?
They did. So that's outstanding.
But the other part of it is it's like all of a sudden, you got to punch that twice. Why? Is it your money? Seriously. Was it that person's money?
And if I could have the 170 back, you know, they took my 170.
Yeah, they
invested
had no problem then.
What would it be worth now? 500.
Yeah,
right?
That's the stuff that drives me
nuts.
Had
I invested it.
What is that? Bait and switch or something like that?
Well, there was nothing like that because they did the right thing.
They did the right thing. Good,
really
congratulations
and
to
I'll
them.
And I'll be more than happy to buy cars there in the future. And then they'll see me in another 20 years. Brian Anderson, our other left-handed pitcher buddy. He's going to join us next right here on Baskin and Phelps.